the 3rd of January, year 2021. Dearest Gordon Joseph Levitt and the Finger Guns crew, first and foremost, Happy New Year to all. I hope that you were able to celebrate it well. Personally, I drank myself silly within my residence in Upland.
I drank a bottle of Prosecco, I drank a bottle of Chardonnay, and I drank a third of bourbon. Happy New Year's to everyone. Okay, I'm gonna vomit again. Okay, Happy New Year's.
As I mentioned previously, I am on a journey of self-discovery. This journey is of a long and winding road where I do not see the end in sight, only what is in my immediate future. I am alone, but I am not afraid. My spirit may be broken, but like an egg when cracked, the yolk of motivation to find a new self appears. It is runny and raw, waiting to be cooked and manifested into my next incarnation. Who or what will I be when I return? I do not know. Yet in this metaphorical travel, I will take the time to smell the roses and enjoy the views. I wish you all well until I return. Be safe, wear masks, and stay woke. Sincerely, Steve Sotelo.
Como tale vu, everyone. Welcome to another fantastic episode of Finger Guns Comedy. I am Gordon Joseph Levitt. I am here in Steve's and Edward's apartment, subletting for at least a month. I don't know if it's going to be longer. Steve hasn't let me know. He just emailed me that video. And that's all I know. So, you know, it's a bed. So I'm not going to be mad about it. I'm not going to be mad about it. Okay. I'm not going to be mad about it. But you know what I am mad about is that my potential roommate, Edward, isn't here. Like in the apartment. He is, in fact, here with us on the show. Hello, Edward. How are you?
I'm doing, I've been better. You know, it's the start of 2021, and, you know, I'm sure many people out there are feeling the same way. You know, I've been better.
I suppose so. So, let me ask you this, Edward. Why aren't you here? I want to do fun roommate things with you, but you're not here.
Well, what kind of fun roommate things would you have in plan?
Well, what do you and Steve normally do when you are here?
We normally sit around and either we watch something and we make fun of it, or we make fun of each other, or we make fun of Andrew. I think, this might be coming off wrong, but I think we just make fun of people. You know, we talk shit. We talk a lot of shit, and we back it up as well.
Okay. Well, what about like ketchup fights or like food fights? Do you guys ever do food fights?
No, Steve has his very, it's a very cute thing of not letting food go to waste. So I imagine any food fight would just enrage him.
I didn't know he was a hoarder. I didn't know
he's not a hoarder. It's just that, you know, I mean, listen, the guy used to be a big boy, and, you know, he would eat everything in sight before, and now, you know, he has a tiny tummy, and although he can't eat as much, he does still try to finish his plate. But with that being said, he doesn't, he's not one to waste food, is basically what I'm trying to say. So a food fight would be a terrible thing.
Perhaps. I just came up with a little funny. So what if the food fight was Steve fighting you over wasted food?
Oh, no, I don't waste food either. No, no, it's a terrible thing to waste.
Oh, well.
But listen, I know Adam got mad at you last time for not doing a proper intro. I'm not going to get mad at you. Welcome to Finger Guns Comedy, everyone.
I did a proper intro.
No, but it's like you didn't do it with enough gusto, you know? Gordon Joseph Levitt's here. Edward is here, you know? We have Meghan Trainor performing later on, musical guest Meghan Trainor. Which, stuff like you know, that, you know?
Did I ever tell
stuff
you that like, I dated her?
Meghan Trainor?
Mm-hmm.
No, you didn't. Please tell me. How'd you guys meet?
So basically I was with my other girlfriend, Estefania. She was my fiance.
Mm-hmm.
But it was fashion week in Milan. Uh-huh. And so she was at work and I was, socializing, networking, asking people about their favorite conspiracies. And there she was, a beam of light.
What was the best conspiracy you got out of those, those rich A-list celebrity cucks?
You know what? They actually came up with like really good conspiracies. They came up with one that was poor people aren't actually poor. Uh-huh. They are just stingy with their money.
Oh.
And I started thinking about that, but like I also used to be, I used to be insufficient with my funds.
Yeah.
I'm much more richer now.
Let me ask you this. Who's more stingy with their money? You know, someone who has a lot of it or someone who doesn't have a lot of it? Someone who doesn't have a lot of it, right?
I suppose.
I would imagine.
Maybe it's like percentages.
Maybe those rich boys and girls are right. You know, maybe us poor people are very stingy. I'm playing with this cord. I just found it. It's been sort of a stress reliever as a sort. I know we were going to talk about, I know I'm getting ahead of the curve, but I hope you don't mind. I know we're going to talk about New Year's resolutions today. You know, mm-hmm. It's a new year, 2021, you know. And let me just say, I've already failed mine. Let me back up. First of all, I don't really believe in New Year's resolutions, at least not for me personally. I don't need some sort of a ceremonial thing, whether it be a day, a month, or an event, to make me want to change a part of me, you know. Mm-hmm. If I feel like I need to change, or if I see something that I need to change, I'll address it and I'll do it. But just because the clock strikes midnight, and because Carson Daly produced a TV event, doesn't mean I'm gonna go out there and run 100 miles, you know. But
was that your resolution that you're gonna run 100 miles?
No. I didn't have one. But if I did have one, it would be to get a lot less angry at the world. And I've already failed. I failed miserably already. I know.
What happened?
Listen, I think I'm – it's going to be a shock to people, but I think I'm getting old.
We all get older.
I think I'm getting old. Listen, I went out for a nighttime drive the other night, you know. Feel the cold air, you know, listen to some good tunes, get in touch with myself. And all of a sudden, I get cut off by a gang of street bikers, man. It's like 9 o'clock at night. You can barely see them. They have a barely little blinking lights here and there in the tailpipes or in the back, whatever you want to call them. And I almost lost my shit. They started controlling my lanes. I couldn't go left or right. I was just behind this pack of like teens. They must have been like 18, 19, they're still teens to me, and they were controlling the lanes. I couldn't go any faster, and one of them started popping up wheelies, dude, and for a second, I almost thought to myself, let me see, how many are there? How many can I take out with my car? I know.
Edward.
I know. I'm getting older.
Edward.
And I think that's one of the signs of getting older. You know, you see kids.
Is that you want to murder teenagers or youth? Young
no, adults? Not murder. No, maybe maim. You know, physically maim. Incapacitate them, you know. But yeah, I've been a bad boy. What are we, 4 days into the new year? I've been a bad boy already.
Sounds like you have been. I've also
some things do change because my nails, as you can see, are falling apart.
Your nail polish.
I know. I'm losing my power. I'm no longer the Lord of Darkness or Pogness. I'm just Ed. And it's a look at I got a little curlicue. Look like Superman, you know? Look like Superman.
You are a Superman. And speaking of super, Edward, I have a super fun guest.
Oh, no.
He is one of my only, but just because it's only doesn't mean it's not one of the best friends that I have.
So is he one of your best friends or not?
He is.
Okay.
He's also one of the only friends I have.
Right.
I'm not gonna waste any more time. He's one of my very good friends, closest friends, only friends. Joel Haley Osment.
Hey, well, guys, thanks for having me, Joel Haley Osment. Stoked to be here. This couldn't be more exciting. Yeah, I gotta say, Edward, pleasure to meet you, man. I've heard so much about you from Gordon.
I appreciate it. Me and Gordon haven't met much, but I'm glad that he talks about me. It means I'm getting a lingering impression.
Man, he's always talking about you.
Yeah, because Ed, you are also one of my only closest and best friends.
Although I should say, you know, Ed, you and I are friends with Gordon in a different way. Because I, of course, am one of the few subscribers to his OnlyFriends page.
Yeah, you know what? I'm glad you brought that up because you keep pausing after Only Gordon. And I keep thinking that you're going to mention your OnlyFans, which I don't know if you do or don't have. But, you keep leading me on whenever you go, one of my only friends, you know.
Yeah, Gordon's got an OnlyFans page rather than an OnlyFans page, which I guess is like you sign up to just become a friend and you get like exclusive friend bonuses, which honestly I clicked on by accident, but then hey, we really hit it off.
So it's like
as soon as he clicked on it, it's like a notification was sent to me, and then I immediately messaged him. I went, hey, I'm Gordon. Pleasure to meet you, friend.
Wow. So it's like it's kind of like Clubhouse, but for regular people, I guess.
Kind of like like that, or like OnlyFans, but without the sex.
Well, I mean, I don't think there's any. Oh, I mean, I guess there is. Never mind.
No sexual, like don't even think that you're gonna click on my page, and you're gonna get any. Think sexual unless you're turned on by my conspiracies or my cats that are now, you know, passed away. May they rest in peace. And if you were into my cats who are now dead, may they rest in peace. I will kick you, like ban you from my only friends because I don't hang out with people who are into bestiality.
On your OnlyFriends page, and I appreciate it.
You know what? I think you've opened up this new avenue of thinking for me. You know, Amelia is usually here, you know, and I think she would fit in perfect. But in order to honor Amelia, I'm gonna zip up my little jacket. I'm gonna show less skin. I don't want to tempt anyone. Oh. You know, I don't want to be a temptress.
Smart. Yeah, I mean, smart. I mean, I you don't have to worry. When I go on Gordon's OnlyFriends page, it's not to look for any salacious pictures or anything. I just like to see pictures of him frolicking in fields to be like, oh, man, We could be in a field together and be friends like that.
Yeah, and we can't. We are those kinds of friends, except for I live here in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And where do you live?
I live here in Los Angeles.
Yes, but a different borough of Los Angeles.
That's right.
I don't drive.
What borough of Los Angeles do you live in, Joel?
I live in the Hollywood borough.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm actually. So Gordon turned me onto this life swap program where you can take over somebody's lease for a while and do their life. And I'm living for Ezra Parter right now.
Oh, good friend of the show. I don't know if you know this, Joel. Ezra's a very good friend of the show.
No, I know. I'm using his whole setup. That's why the background. I don't know if you noticed. It looks like his apartment because I live there.
Just for sakes. Where is Ezra right now? If he swapped with you.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's living in my place in Beverly Hills.
Ah, good for Ezra.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah, what works really cool with these life swaps is that it's ideal for people who just like mostly for LA. Like, let's say for instance, like in this is the gig economy. So, if you have a new gig that's like let's say all the way in Santa Monica. But little Steve works or lives here in Alhambra. He can life swap with someone else. Mm-hmm. What really worked out in this situation is that I was homeless, and I went on there hoping I could just like take someone's lease while they are like they vacation and stuff like that. And that's how I've been doing life so far. So fortunately, Steve was like, "Hey, I need someone to cover my rent while I go on this trip of self-discovery." And I went, ding, 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 Steve. Hello, Steve. Mm-hmm. You don't remember me, little GJL. Gordon Joseph Levitt. And then he was like, "Oh, hey, long time no see." And then I was like, let me take your lease. And then he was like, "All right, sure. Just don't eat any of my steaks that are in the freezer."
Huh. Oh,
they ate two of them. So, sorry.
Man. You know, all this talking about swapping, it's giving me an idea. Well, all right, new year, new year, new me, new idea, for an app. You know, Joe, you're a big time star. Do you know? I mean,
the world's number one impersonator of Jay from Jay and Silent Bob. But other than that, I'm not really.
Are you telling me the business isn't booming for you right now? What are you talking about?
Business is always booming. Everybody loves Jay from Jay and Silent Bob.
You're a big star.
Yeah. You're right. I shouldn't belittle myself.
Send this to some of your connections. You're a big star. Got a new app, it's a Tinder, but for squatters. And we'll call it Squatter, and it's basically these rich celebrities, they have big houses, but they don't always have people to take care of their houses. And what happens with people who have big houses? They usually have multiple houses, so multiple houses to take care of. So Squatter allows you to sign up, you match with the homeowner. And while they're out of town, you get a squat in their place. You take care of the planks, you take care of the animals, you make sure no one breaks in, steals any stuff. You live there for free.
It sounds great. As a homeowner myself, I'm thinking like, man, the best thing about LifeSwap is like, I could do a lot of research on Ezra beforehand to make sure that he was going to be okay in my place, And like, when the guy's coming to, arrest me for impersonating Jay too well. They'll like knock on the door and be like, "Hey, that's not you're not the guy who looks like Jay from Jay and Silent Bob." And then Ezra will be like, "No, that's not me." And so he'll be okay, But like if any random dude came in off the street and squatted in my place, like what if he looked like Jay from Jay and Silent Bob?
No. I mean listen, I hear your concern, but that's the whole point of a homeowner and a squatter matching. You're not just gonna.
There's a whole swiping process. Damn.
Yeah, you're not gonna just let any old person come off the street. It's a matching process, and obviously they're not gonna know where you live, so you have to talk to them, figure it out. But that's the general idea. I think I got a million dollar idea.
Truly? Ooh. Yeah, I think you do.
I need to go on Shark Tank, you know, and if any of you have connections to help me get there, please.
Yeah, let me try. Let me try. Hey, Mark Cuban, if you're watching, get him on Shark Tank.
Thank you.
Damon, I forget his last name.
Mm-hmm. Damon, Damon, just call him Dame for short. I think he appreciates that.
Yeah.
Hey, Dame.
Damien.
We met in London for Fashion Week. You were there with Jay-Z. And I was there with my former fiance. You're the one who laughed at me because I was wearing the sweater with like my cat's face right in the middle. Mm-hmm. That I had personally cross-stitched or professionally cross-stitched, but you laughed at it. You know, I mean, I forgive you for it. Just make sure you put my friend Ed on Shark Tank. Okay?
Yeah, and I think, you know, hopefully Mark and Dame Dash will, you know, fingers crossed, they'll help me up. Help me out.
Just in case they don't, like, hey, Mr. Wonderful, if you're listening, it's me. Joel Haley Osment, who did the Jay and Silent Bob impression at your birthday party last year. I didn't have a Silent Bob, you remember? It was just me doing Jay.
He asked for that?
He did, yeah. He actually stepped in really admirably as Silent Bob. It was pretty awesome.
That's wild.
I know, yeah.
Business is booming for the kid.
That's right. I'm working for Mr. Wonderful these days, or at least last year. But yeah, Mr. Wonderful. Get this guy, Edward.
Yeah. And one last one. My pillow guy.
Mm.
You know, I see you hawking the My Pillows on TV. You know, I see you on TV, you know, and then I see you on TV some more. Help me out. I got a great idea here. You know, it's as simple as another pillow, but it's more helpful. You know, who do you want to watch your house? A pillow or an actual person?
It's a good point.
Yeah.
A person?
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be a person. Yeah. Oh, I thought it was a rhetorical question.
Mm. I thought so too. That's where I had to answer it regretfully.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you answered and, you know, I responded back. It was a rhetorical question, yes, but
yeah.
I'm not gonna leave you hanging.
Oh, well, thank you.
Who would leave you hanging? A pillow or an actual person?
A person. Again, was that another question. Rhetorical?
Yes, that was another rhetorical question.
These questions are like so, they have like answers to them, mm-hmm. but you ask them in a way that makes me feel like I shouldn't answer them.
Right, because it's like a device being used to like demonstrate the how like obvious the answer is, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly.
But it's confusing to me. It's so confusing to me.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm using a device to help me emphasize my point. You know, my point being, you know, who would you rather watch your house? Who would you rather watch your house, a pillow or a person?
Mm-hmm.
A pillow or a person?
A person.
Yeah, again.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Right, because it's like clearly the person, so you didn't have to answer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Let me just say about the My Pillow guy, Mike Lindell. I actually... He hired me to reenact that scene from Clerks where the customer is like really, really mean to Jay and Silent Bob and gets away with it. And there's nothing that Jay and Silent Bob can do about it. And that's what like sets him off on that whole spiral. And he wanted to be the customer, man. I don't think that's a good guy.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised by that, actually. But still, you know, money and my app, you know, it can get money.
That means that if I had to choose between having my house sat by a pillow or a My Pillow, obviously I'm going with a pillow, not a My Pillow.
Well, I'd go with the person. But yeah, what about you, Gordon? Do you have any resolutions?
Oh, okay.
Can we talk about? I don't know what a My Pillow is.
Well, I mean, listen, I've already given him enough free publicity.
Yeah, I think we've done our duty.
And my phone is still barren. I'm not going to talk about this mic guy any longer.
Mike well, Mendoza. I do have a laptop. I guess I can just Google it later. But as far as my resolutions, I really wanted to connect more with people. That was my resolution, which is unfortunate because the only person that's like here from Finger Guns Comedy is you. Mm-hmm. Everyone else is not here.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what their New Year's resolution was, but maybe they're out accomplishing it.
His was to life swap away from doing Finger Guns for the week. So
there you go.
He's accomplishing it.
There you go.
He is accomplishing it, which is like, you know, good for him. But also, like, you know, your resolution is like getting in the way. It's getting in the way of my resolution. So, like, can you like, can you like put yours on pause so that I can do mine, and then you can do yours later. Like,
well, his just said for the week, right? So I imagine he'd be back next week.
Hey, I imagine so, but like all life swaps, the terms are indefinite.
Wait. Oh, yes. Yes, they are indefinite because I am here indefinitely.
That's right.
Indefinitely.
Like, I'm definitely indefinite.
Yes.
Like, we don't know when it's going to end, but it's definitely happening.
Yeah,
like it will end. It will end. But I don't know when.
It'll definitely end. In how many weeks? Who knows? You know.
But you know, Edward, where are you? Where are you? So that we can do some fun roommate stuff.
Well, I'm not at the apartment right now, but I promise you, when I get there, if you're still there indefinitely, we'll do some fun roommate stuff.
Okay, good. Is that will be your resolution?
No. Like I said before, resolutions aren't for me. I don't have any. I don't want any. I'm good. It'll just something that I'll do out of the kindness of my own heart.
Same way.
You know, I don't believe in resolutions. I just have a clear set of goals, things that I want to accomplish in the year 2020 that are different from the year before. 2021, excuse me.
I thought you were living in 2020 for a second.
There are things I wish I could have done better in 2020. I'll tell you that. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you that. When Mark Cuban hired me to come in and do like a pool shoot for Jay and Silent Bob, that I had been like held my integrity and be like, nah, man, Jay wears a trench coat, you know? Mm-hmm. But I mainly wish that because Mark Cuban took the trench coat when I got in the pool and he ran away.
What a rude bitch.
So he did that trick, you know, the trick that like teenage boys do to teenage girls where they get them to go in the water and then they take their clothes and run.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He did that to me, man. And if I could do something different in 2020, it would be like not take that job, dude.
Wow. You know
Joel, yeah. I'm so sorry to hear that.
You fucking bitch.
It's hard out there for a Jay and Silent Bob reenactor, you know?
Because they're always trying to take advantage of
it. I can't imagine, but I'm sorry. You know, Mark Cuban, he's always been this sort of, you know, haha, I'm the owner of a basketball team. You know, but owner sounds bad, so now we're calling him governor, so I'm the governor of a basketball team.
Right.
So, you know, but I like having fun and playing tricks on people, and I'm sorry that you got caught up in one of his tricks. I'm sorry you got caught up in shenanigans. I'm sorry.
Thanks, man. That's the thing about pranks, you know, when they're like done by people in power against people with no power, it's like, is that a prank or is that just fucking cruelty, man?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, that's so true. Like one time I was being raised by my dad. And
raised. Okay.
Like, because like it only happened like four times that he raised me.
Oh, mm-hmm. damn.
But one of the times, he was like, "Did you make this mess?" And I was like, "No, I didn't. I don't even know what mess you're talking about." And then he went, "This mess." And there were all my Legos. All my Legos were all scattered. And I was really mad because I spent a lot of time putting this together. And I went, "No, I didn't make that mess, but, you know, I'm mad." And then he went, "Well, who else made that mess? Because it wasn't me, and it wasn't your mom, or it wasn't your twin. Like, it was you." And I went, "It wasn't me. My twin isn't even here. They're doing soccer practice."
To please tell me it wasn't the dog. I hate it when stuff gets blamed on the dog.
We don't have dogs. We've only ever had cats. But what ended up it being, I was like, he after asking me a bunch of times.
"Hey, Gordon, I'm sorry to cut in like this, but man, are you making up the story to try to be relatable?"
"No. It's just
yeah, I agree. Are you making up this story to try to connect with us?
Because, like, you don't have to do that, man. I'm already on your OnlyFriends page."
"No, I'm not making it up. I had kid experiences."
"Okay.
I mean, granted, I didn't even finish the story. So maybe it would be even more relatable. And it'd be, you know, so relatable, you'd be like, wow, that was me." So anyway, he was like, "Did you do this?" And I went, "No, it wasn't me." And he got me to the point where I was crying.
"Oh, man."
Saying no. And he's like, I'm going to ground you. And then I was like, "Please stop," with tears in my eyes. And then he went, "No, it's just a prank. I made this mess." And then I was still mad. I was so mad because I had spent so long putting together that Death Star that I said, "You know, I'm going out for a pack of smokes." And I had to get out of there. And I got on my Schwinn and I went to the nearest mini mart.
Whoa. Damn. That is relatable. And I'm sorry I doubted you, man. Like, that's such a real story that I'm sure is true.
And you know what sucked is that, you know, high school graduation was like the next week. So I was like, I was so close to being out of there. Yet he had to pull this prank on me.
Whoa.
Well, I imagine you left right after, right? Right after graduation, you got out of there?
No.
You left before graduating, dude.
No, I didn't actually leave until I was about 24.
Oh, so like when you say you went out to the corner to get a pack of cigarettes and left your dad, what you mean is like eventually you grew up and decided to leave?
I mean, that was like 6 years before I actually left.
And yeah.
At that point, it wasn't like I left because I wanted to leave.
Right.
It was more like my dad had left at my high school graduation. Like, I never saw him again.
Oh, damn.
And then my mom had left. My twin had left, like,
your twin Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
My twin, yeah.
Okay.
That's how they separated us.
Yeah.
Or they could tell us apart. I was Gordon and he was Joseph. But our middle names were I'm Gordon Joseph and then he's Joseph Gordon.
Right.
But we so I haven't seen him since God knows when. He acts like he doesn't even know me. And my mom had left after my esthetician graduation. So basically what she just left. She left and I was like, well, I can't afford, you know, to pay the mortgage or whatever, and plus, you know, they were kicking me out anyway. So then I left.
Hey, man, did you make up that story just to seem relatable?
No, I did not.
Okay, because it's okay if you did. Like, you know, this is your place to come clean, man. Like, you got your OnlyFriends here. We got you, man.
Mm-hmm.
If you just had like a normal childhood that was unhappy and you graduated school at a regular time, like that's okay, you know?
I did graduate at a regular time. I was 18 when I graduated. Weirdo.
Oh, hey. We're on your side.
Yeah, man. We're trying to help you.
Because you're thinking that I'm lying. Do you think that Estefani wasn't real either? I have the sex tape.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Show me that tape, dude. Because I got to say, like, none of your pictures on your OnlyFans, I have her in them.
Well, it's because I started the OnlyFans after we divorced.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah, you want your OnlyFans site to be about you, who you are now.
Edward, you guys married her? She were was you married on the podcast.
Were you married? You married her?
Yeah, it was brief, though. It was brief because I had just been rescued from the cruise ship, the Queen Mary.
By Hawk and Hunter. Yeah, I remember that.
And I was short. I'm gonna propose. And then I did, and she was like, yes, I love you. And then we got married, and I had found out that she was cucking me. And I asked her specifically to not cuck me, and she still did. And I went, that's disrespectful. I'm leaving. But she had already filed the divorce papers by then. So it was like, okay, thank you. Because I'm mad, and I might not be able to get my Schwinn to go in the wherever city hall to get the divorce papers because it's raining tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And she left you also.
Oh, what?
So she left you also?
Yes. Well, we left each other.
Hey, man. I gotta ask, are you making this story up to seem relatable? Because, like, everybody gets cucked and divorced, man.
No, I got cucked pre-divorce. Like,
I know.
That's what he just said.
Yeah, I didn't say, like,
at the same time. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you could get it at the same
time. Oh, yeah, at the same time, too.
Like, you find out, oh, I guess I'm getting divorced. But, like, because if you're making it up, it's okay, man.
I'm not making you could. This is why I wish that Finger Guns comedy was like when it first started, it had the technology to be on like the screen like this because she had been on a few times and you would have seen her. You would have been like, wow, she is a bombshell. And, then you would have been like, yeah, they are together.
I don't mean to like come in here and like break up true facts and put cast doubt on them. I'm just saying like from the stories you're telling, it seems like you're making them up to try to be relatable because they're so relatable.
They are. I'm a relatable guy.
Okay. All right.
Average Joe. I'm a cis white male.
You're an average Gore, you know? I would say Joseph's an average Joe. An average Gord. I'm an average Ed.
I'm just the
Joel Haley Osment is an average Joe as well.
I prefer, an average J, but yeah, thanks.
An average J. But I mean, I have a solution. I have a solution.
What is the solution?
Now that we have the capacity to show video, you said she's been part of the podcast before.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we just reach out? You know, maybe next week we can have a sort of mini reunion.
I don't want to ever see her again.
Why not?
Because she broke my heart by cucking me.
Yeah, but I mean, maybe
you need some closure, man.
I don't even know how to contact her aside from her Instagram that she's blocked me on and her Twitter that she's blocked me on and her phone number that she's blocked me on. I think I'm good on her email.
Well, there you go. Email her, dude.
I don't want to, though.
Well.
She hurt me. It's like, I don't talk to Beatrice Black either. She also hurt me.
Listen, I don't know. Maybe we're just with different people. You know, maybe we're just not connecting. Maybe it doesn't relate to you in that way of not wanting to reach out. You know? I would have if I was in your position and if I was, you know, being attacked, how you say, about people not believing my story. But I mean, you know, just because we're not connecting right now, just because we're not relating to each other in this moment, doesn't mean we're not friends. We're friends. You know, we just, you know, aren't that good friends, I guess. You know, which is fine.
Edward, you're one of my closest and best friends and only friends. And same thing goes to you, Joel. But what you guys are asking is a big toll. It's a big ask.
I mean, what I'm seeing is a person who's hurting, you know? And when I see a person who's hurting, I think, well, how do we heal them? And I think the only answer is closure, man.
You're right. You know what? I don't want to pressure you into anything.
I do.
Okay. Well, let me speak for myself then.
All right, you go.
What about this? Okay.
I don't want to pressure you into anything. that's what I have to say. Okay. Average Jay does. But yeah, what if you take a week? Think about it. You know, if you do, you do. If you don't, you don't. And while let you take time to think about it, take your time. And while you think about it, Joel, I want to know what your New Year's resolution was.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I know you said you also don't believe in them earlier.
Right. I also don't believe in New Year's resolutions. I do have a list of things that are different.
Right.
Number one, not like go back in time, not take that job from Mark Cuban. Right. But like if I'm thinking forward, not backward, then mm-hmm. which is something I try to do. Then for sure, my number one goal for the year 2020 to change is to like, you know, maybe expand my repertoire, you know, because like this Jay and Silent Bob impersonation is really great and really fun, but like, man, it's so dangerous. Mm-hmm. So many people want a day to come to their place and then they just like take advantage of him. It's mm-hmm. like Jay's an icon, you know, a 90s icon. And people now love looking back in the 90s and thinking, well, what if I could fuck up Jay, you know?
Right.
And they do. So I'm thinking like, what if I took on a different look?
I mean, would you still want to do impressions? I have an idea.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. What's your idea?
Well, you know, you want to expand your repertoire, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and Jay is so, you know, synonymous with the 90s. You know, let's move away from that decade. Let's do the 2000s to start. You know, and let's do it with another person who's synonymous with the 2000s. I would imagine Goldmember.
Goldmember from the movie Goldmember?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You're going to be Goldmember.
I could be a Goldmember impersonator.
That's a great Goldmember.
I mean, what's he say? He says smoking a waffle? Is that him?
Yes. Bong in the blitz.
Bong in the blitz?
Smoking a pancake?
Smoking a pancake?
Oh my god.
Is it blunt and a waffle?
I'm from Holland.
Oh my god. I think we got a hit.
Yeah, I think a hit.
I'm two for two. I got Squatter and you doing Goldmember.
Yeah. I mean, people love Goldmember. Like I could team up with Beyonce and like and we could put on concerts and stuff. Because she was in that movie.
You could team up with Beyonce,
yes,
as Goldmember.
Yeah, she had no interest in teaming up. She had no interest in being my Silent Bob.
And then team up with Jay-Z Am I breaking the internet here?
Yeah,
I think you are.
Like, what if on one day it was like a Beyonce and Goldmember at a show, and then the next night it's Jay and Jay-Z.
Exactly.
Oh my goodness.
We need a Silent Bob if we get a Jay-Z. Whoa. You just doubled my horizons, Edward.
And that's, you know, and that's what I aim to do. You know, I don't have a New Year's resolution, but I'm happy to be doing this.
Thanks, man. I also for 2021, I think I want to quit smoking.
Well, I mean, listen, I can't help you there.
Oh, okay.
I can't help you there. No.
I was gonna say, don't put that in your mouth if you want to quit.
Sorry, yeah, just saying it made me put it in my mouth. I'll put it back where it belongs.
Yeah, just yeah. Also, you know, you're putting the filter part in your scalp, and mm-hmm. like that's gross. You know, it's like that goes in your mouth. You're gonna get like some.
What? No, you put it in filter first so that people can see like that it's a cigarette.
I thought it was like, or like, you put the filter part out so that like you don't
put the filter in your hair.
Yeah,
Gordon, you might be a genius.
I am a genius.
Gordon, you might be a genius because you said something so brilliant just now. I don't think you know how brilliant it was. He said he wants to quit smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And then you replied with, well, if you want to quit smoking, don't put that in your mouth.
Damn.
I did say that.
I said that. Damn. Listen, I can't stress how brilliant that is. You know, if Andrew, he gets consistently broken up with when he's with girls.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit, that sucks.
If he doesn't want to be heartbroken by dating women, just don't date women.
Put that in your mouth. Oh.
Like, don't do that. Things that give you pain.
They're all, both answers were here. Both answers were here.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like if I don't want to, if I don't want like to be cucked again, don't bring Estefania on the show.
In your mouth, yeah.
Yeah. Or just don't get cucked.
No, you're saying like don't bring Estefania on the show, right? That's what you meant.
Well, if you don't want to bring Estefania on the show, don't bring her on the show.
Well, it's kind of like, yeah, mm-hmm. That's true. But also, like, if you don't want to get over her, then don't put her in your mouth. You know what I mean? Which is like, don't talk about her. But if you do want to get over her, talk to her, man.
Oh, you know what? That makes a lot of sense. I got to move on. I got to move the F on. Like what you see. This is why you guys are my two closest, only, and best friends.
I mean, I'm still absorbing the, you know, the epiphany that you've given me, but like I'm still thinking about it. Like it's such mind-bending.
Yeah, what do you want to change, Edward?
As simple as it is, I mean, listen, if I don't want to wear the hat, I can just simply
don't put it in your mouth.
Yeah, I can take it off. I can not put it in my mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. You
know? And if I want to put my hood on, you know.
Hey, don't put it in your mouth on the way up. It's just sanitary thing.
Yeah.
I can just simply, you know. It's like how much of my life has been, you know, marred and, you know, just unaccomplished for the simple fact that I just didn't do it. You know, like that time I wanted a sandwich.
Yeah.
You know, and then I didn't put it in my mouth.
You didn't? Oh, man. You wanted that.
Yeah.
What kind of sandwich was it, dude?
I don't know. Didn't put it in my mouth.
Oh, shit.
You didn't even, like, look at it to see, like, what it had, like, the top.
Man, you got to taste it to know. That's what I'm, my life advice for people. Don't just take a look at a sandwich. Take a bite.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This has been enlightening. This has been enlightening for a guy who doesn't believe in, you know, New Year's resolutions and stuff like that. And Gojo, you know, I thank you for putting me on the show today and for including me in this mind bending and life altering podcast.
Well, I mean, I was just, you know, honestly, I'm just like following Steve's itinerary. It was, you know, today was to do New Year's resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
I could bring on a friend, and I did. Yeah. And then next week, it's Steve's birthday celebration. but Steve's not going to be on, so I don't get what the deal is with that. But
oh, whoa.
It's his birthday next week.
Dude, happy early birthday out there, Steve.
Yeah, I'm sure
happy birthday!
That's gold member.
Oh,
I'm sure you'd appreciate that. If I remember correctly, Steve is a fan of gold member. I don't know if he's a big fan or a small fan.
Oh, hi.
Oh, who's this guy?
Oh, someone decided to show up.
Yeah. Oh, hey, what's up, Gordon? You're still here?
Yes.
Well, sorry for being a little late, y'all. I'm just catching up. I was moving over. Ed, what's up, dude? I haven't seen you in a while.
Saw you last week, babe. What do you mean?
I wasn't sure if you remembered that because you were in your dark mode, if you will.
Oh no, I remember.
You enabled dark mode on your phone, and then it got on your face.
Oh, I mean, I see the confusion.
Who cares about the phone? Adam, that's my friend. That's my friend Joel Haley Osman.
Oh, what's up, Adam?
Oh, hey, what's going on, Joel? How's it going? Yeah.
Pretty good, dude. I just like Edward just changed my life, man. I'm gonna not just have one impression, Jay from Jay and Silent Bob, and get two, and also do Goldmember.
Oh, what about like a chill Thor?
Whoa, three? Mjolnir. I can figure it out, man.
Ask me for a beer. Or ask me if I want a beer.
Do you want a beer? Whoa.
That's pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah.
That's really good.
That's pretty good.
Adam.
Yeah.
What is your New Year's resolution?
Mine, I was thinking about this a lot, and I want to be more serious. Just in general.
Yeah. Oh.
Damn.
I want to say things that like really, you know, matter.
Well, put one in the win column. You already figured out my Thor impression is possible, dude.
You did.
Yeah, that's what I'm. Yeah, not trying to joke around. I so much anymore. You know, not trying to be funny. Just kind of.
I mean, someone could argue you never were.
Oh shit,
Gordon, we haven't seen each other in 3 years. So, actually, last. Yeah, I haven't seen you in a while. Last time I saw you was last week, and then before that was about 3 years ago. So
yeah,
Adam, if I can,
and also you're not wrong, but go ahead, Ed. Sorry,
if I can offer you any sort of advice from, you know, the monumental podcast we've been having so far, is if you want to be more serious, just don't put it in your mouth.
Yeah, just don't put those jokes in your mouth, man.
Don't put them in your mouth.
We've come to this realization. You know, Joel mentioned earlier how much he wanted to smoke, but how much he wanted to quit smoking.
Mm.
And then he put the cigarette in his mouth.
Yeah.
And then Gojo, Gordon, he says, well, don't put it in your mouth.
Wow.
Little me.
Exactly.
That's great. That's great advice. Yeah. Just don't put it in your mouth.
Exactly.
Just don't put it's like
I it's love the same it thing that my mom used to tell me when I was three. Stop putting things in your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like it's almost I love it because it's like a symbolic thing of like the second you put it in your mouth, it becomes real. You know, like if you speak a thought, it becomes real.
Yes. If you put the words in your mouth, it become real.
Right, right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Like
it reminds me of this allegory I heard about a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
Where a king was upset with his.
Are we really gonna do that?
For having spread some lies about a person. And he said, once you put the words out there, you can't get them back. I'll show you. And he cut a pillow open and said, go collect all the feathers.
That was literally from last week. Are you a fan of the show, Joel?
I've never seen it.
Never seen it. Have you listened to it, though?
No, I found it through Gordon Joseph Levitt's Only Friends page. You weren't here at the beginning of the episode.
No.
Yeah, there's a lot of backstory.
Y'all, I'm just here trying to be serious, not trying so hard. You don't have
I say good luck with that, you know. that's what I say.
And I say don't put it in your mouth.
Yeah. Part of me, that's the moment. Like, I'm thinking, like, there's a lot of talk about how, or thoughts about how Gordon's hair looks like my cat shit it out and then ate it back up and then shit it out again.
Damn.
But I don't want to put that in my mouth.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Don't put my hair in your mouth. Weirdo,
especially if it's been shit out by my cat a few times.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But don't get your cat near me. Although, all cats love me.
One of my biggest New Year's resolutions, I have a few, is I want to get more packages in the mail. Whoa. Yeah,
mm-hmm. You're gonna order more stuff?
I don't know if I want to order more, I just want to get more things in the mail. It's like a nice gift, you know. I enjoyed Christmas and like opening presents. Mm-hmm. It's just like, you know, like, I don't know if you guys ever thought this, like, kind of like original thought, like I'm about to put in my mouth right now, but mail, like opening the mail is kind of like a little bit of Christmas, you know, like it's like a present, opening a present every time you
get. But you know what the present is?
No, not necessarily. No, could be a bill, could be a statement, could be a letter from my mom that was. Oh no, maybe she started working from SoCal Gas. I don't know.
Yeah. It could be a nice letter or a nice note from the Cheesecake Factory saying we appreciate you.
And then maybe they, you know, they mixed up the letterhead and they was like, oh wow, this is actually from Glendale Water and Power, but it's from the Cheesecake Factory as well, you know? Oh. And these are all serious thoughts that I have.
I agree.
I'm not trying
to. I mean, you guys get much better mail than me. I gotta say, almost all of my mail is cease and desist letters from Kevin Smith.
Wow, that sucks. That you're getting that he has it out for you when he should be an ally. Julie, you know, just like me, I don't get mail. I get female. I'm an ally.
Man, you said like that's one of those thoughts that you shouldn't have put in your mouth.
Expand on that. What do you mean you get female?
Like, it's because like the future is female.
Mm-hmm. So you get the future?
You say get the future?
Your male comes from the future.
Oh, what?
Oh, that's why you call it F male, future male. It's coming from the future.
Yeah, sorry guys.
So what's email? What's Gmail?
Well, Gmail is get mail.
Get mail.
Getting mail.
It's got email. Email is
electronic.
From okay.
Yeah, I think that's
electronic mail. That makes sense.
Yeah, that tracks.
Wow.
That's also another New Year's resolution. I want to get more email.
Ooh, I got some email lists you can get on it.
Yeah, if you want. Yeah, I also have I could just forward all my emails to you.
Yeah, please do.
I mean, yeah, I subscribe
on his OnlyFans site, so just go ahead and sign up for that. OnlyFans, OnlyFans.
Get a nice newsletter. I subscribe. I'm a big fan of subscribing to different sort of email advertisements. So you get, you know, I get a word of the day. You know, or maybe I get these, you know, the San Francisco Chronicle, you know, is in dire need of money. Please donate, you know.
You know, I think, well, in all seriousness, and that's what I'm trying to do this year, I would prefer more emails from, like, my family, you know, like more contact with my family, you know, like if.
Why don't you, like, just text messages?
Well, you know, you don't always have time to read text messages, you know, like they, what I love about emails is that it implies like, get back to me when you can, you know, with a text, it's like, you're flipping Gordon, you're flipping your hair back at me like a young Willow Smith, just whipping it back and forth.
Yes, because your notion of of emails are more important than text messages is ridiculous.
Okay. Wow.
That's it. I don't want to say more because
Well, I appreciate you being serious with me, and that's again, that's I, you know, I was just, you know, all seriousness, you know, that that well, I'm going to be serious. That what that comment was boring, and I lost track of time when you started saying it. But Gordon, what is your New Year's resolution? Did you guys talk about that already?
Yes, maybe you would have heard it if you were here, but you were so
rehash it though.
Okay. You don't get no. I'm not going to say it again.
He wants to connect more with people.
Edward.
Okay. Well, that's kind of like my thing with the emails.
Yeah. See.
Yeah, but mine's
that's what I was going to say
in person, and yours is more like electronic.
Yeah. Speaking of electronic, I don't think we're hearing through your microphone.
Just what?
Like, we're not hearing you through your microphone. We're hearing you through your computer.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
Because it sounds like shit. Or is that just your voice? I'm just being serious. That's all.
You're a rude little pig.
What?
I gotta say, I mean, you come after my OnlyFriends like that. I got a problem with it, you know? Like, when you say those things with like a lighthearted tone, it's like, oh, maybe that's a joke. But when you say it with like a serious tone, it's like, damn, that shit hits hard.
Yeah, you're an old bitch.
See, that's funny because it doesn't seem serious. But when you said it, it seems so serious.
Yeah.
I am serious. Yeah. You're an old, Adam, you're an old bitch. You're a dirty old bitch.
What makes me dirty?
You're gross. You're a dirty old bitch.
I don't know why you have to denigrate me every time I see you.
Okay, because I'm the one who started. You talked about my hair. You said that my hair looked like your cat.
I didn't say it. Now recall that. I said I don't want to
ate it again.
I didn't say that. Now, I was listening back to last week's episode, and there was a lot of crosstalk. So whenever you talked to me and we talked over each other, no one else heard it except for you and me. So I'm just going to say this right now, is that I was joking, and right now I'm being serious.
Well, then let's squash the... No, then if you're serious right now and you're saying that my hair looks like your cat and you're being serious, like...
I didn't say that.
Or like that your cat ate and turded my hair, then guess what, mister? Guess what? We have beef.
I didn't say that. I do want to call that. I said those were the thoughts that I had that I didn't want to put in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't, so I didn't say them.
You did say them. You said them in the most passive aggressive way. And guess what? GJL isn't passive.
No, but I don't think that's
across the line. GJL gets aggressive.
I didn't know you started calling
yourself. So basically, you have me on level 9, and if you get me at level 10, it's fucking over.
I didn't know you started calling yourself GJL.
I call myself whatever I want.
Can I just say GJL is
easy? It's quick. And easy, just like you dirty old bitch.
Whoa, this fight, man, this fight reminds me of the time that I got hired to work on Lori Grenier's boat as Jay and Silent Bob impersonator. And my Silent Bob was this guy who I know named Ted, who like accidentally bumped into a counter and knocked over some food trays. And then Lori Grenier started yelling at Barbara Corcoran, like, unequivocally just like going at her, and the two of them are shouting back and forth, and the whole time we're all like, whoa, why can't these two sharks just get along? And it's like, why can't you two sharks just get along?
That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to be serious.
I'm an alpha shark. I'm an alpha male. I'm an alpha shark. And if I see kind of like the lion in the jungle, where if a little cub
there's no lion toying, in the jungle.
Toying and gnawing at the lion's ears, the lion gets mad. And me, like I'm a lion shark. I'm like a fucking lion shark with a like thick arms, and they are hard.
Why?
Ready to fight?
Damn.
In all seriousness, that sounds terrifying.
You should be scared, you dirty old bitch.
I mean, the lion sharks are notoriously docile, but you put dick arms on those things. One, they don't have arms, so when you put dick arms on them, meaning they can like do like.
It's like the I have two dicks.
Roller skating sharks.
Size of arms.
Yeah, that sounds terrifying, and I didn't mean to. Again, I didn't mean to be passive aggressive with you. And I would argue that being passive aggressive is more along the lines of like, oh, hey, great hair. I love it. You know, like, oh my gosh, you know, like you're honestly, I can't imagine a more alpha male person. That's
not passive aggressive. Passive aggressive is this, you know, Adam, I love how you can just wear anything and not care what you look like. That is passive aggressive because it's burning you and making you think that it's a compliment. And guess right. what, Adam? No, I don't do that shit. I'm all aggressive. So when I say, hey, Adam, nice shirt. Did you get that at fucking Kohl's? That means your shit is whack.
That was also passive aggressive. You asked me, you said nice shirt. That's you just said it sounded like a compliment. That was also passive aggressive.
Fuck you.
Okay, Ed, what's your New Year's resolution? Sorry, I'm just catching up, and I don't want to rehash.
Have fun. Well, really quickly, before I say my new, because I don't have any, I wanted to ask Jay something. Were you by any chance hired to provide entertainment for a current Tom Cruise movie that's in the works right now?
Oh yeah, man, I was on the set for that. I was on the set for that whole blow up, dude. Mm-hmm. That was crazy. He wanted to have a Jay and Silent Bob impersonator on set every day just to mm-hmm. make sure that like somebody was clerking for everybody out there. So mm-hmm. like obviously I was like, that's me. I'm the number one Jay and Silent Bob impersonator. But my Silent Bob, man, my Silent Bob didn't wear his mask.
I heard that. Yeah, I heard he mm-hmm. it's really hard to do an impersonation with a mask on.
Yeah.
So I heard that he actually took the mask off in order to get the...
Yeah, and you'd think like Silent Bob would be the most mask agreeable impression you could do because he doesn't talk except one long rant at one point during each movie. Mm-hmm. My Silent Bob showed up, no mask, and we're like, dude, Jack, because it's Jack Black. Jack, get mm-hmm. out of here. You can't Jack let
Black, see Jack, like, Black, Jack Black yeah. is the...
Jack Beck loves Jay and Silent Bob. He sometimes mm-hmm. Silent Bob's with me. He doesn't need the money, which is cool because he just gives it all to me, which is dope. That's actually how I afford the Beverly Hills mansion that Ezra and I have life swapped. So he's in there. I'm not going to mm-hmm. rehash the whole episode. But like that's mm-hmm. – So like then Tom Cruise was just like going off at us. And I'm like the whole time I'm like, I'm wearing a mask, man. It wasn't me. You know, yell at Jack Black.
Yeah.
Dude. And he was yelling at Jack Black, so
that's pretty cool. Intense, like
man. Tom Cruise is scary as fuck.
Yeah, I mean, that's also cool that Jack Black is like diving hard on TikTok and Instagram, but then also side doing Jay and Silent Bob.
Yeah, it's just every once in a while when he's free, he'll Silent Bob for me.
Yeah. I think Jack Black, you know, hopping on these social medias, these new ones like TikTok and stuff like that. I think it's a sign of him having a resurgence. You know, Jumanji, yeah, okay. Jumanji 2.
He's back. You know?
Yeah, Black is back. And I gotta say the same thing about Kevin James because you know his YouTube channel is popping off. He was just seen on Hubie Halloween. I think the Kevin James resurgence is nigh upon us.
And I'm so happy for him because he used to Silent Bob for me all the time out of like necessity, man. After King of Queens was off the air, he was like, dude, what do I do? I was like, you're in Hitch. He's like, no, I know, but like, yeah, should I come back to Silent Bob in with you? And I'm like, yeah, man. Anytime you want a Silent Bob with me. He was with me when Cuban,
when he took your trench coat.
That's right. Yeah. When Cuban took my trench coat. That's the last time I talked to Kevin James, man, because like he didn't even help me get my trench coat back.
Wow. Hey, Adam, just to fill you in on what happened, he was hired by Mark Cuban, went to the pool. Mark Cuban stole his trench coat as a prank.
Oh.
And it was very life altering.
It was very traumatic for me, man. Because like you trust a guy like Mark Cuban, and then he's like, why don't you take your clothes off and get in the pool? And then all of a sudden your clothes are gone. Mark, you didn't need to steal my clothes, Mark. You could have just bought a trench coat, man. You're rich as hell.
Yeah. He's got all that Shark Tank money and shit.
I know.
Have you ever been in such a pinch that you had to Silent Bob for yourself?
Yeah, dude. It's so question. Hard.
Good question.
That's like one of the hardest days of my life. I was hired by some infrequent Shark Tank host, Robert Herjavec, to do like a club party for him at one of this club in Hollywood called Three Clubs. And like in one room, it's three clubs, so it's three different rooms. So I was supposed to be Jay and Silent Bob because my Silent Bob that night had to bail. Kevin James. Bailed last minute.
You had the actual Silent Bob that night?
No. It was Kevin James.
Sorry. Yeah, no.
No, man. Right. Kevin Smith is out to get me, dude. Kevin Smith would never work with me. He sues me all the time. But Kevin James was supposed to be there, and he was like, sorry, dude, last minute, I can't come. So in the three clubs, like in the main room, I was Jay, and then I would quickly just like whip off the hat and do my hair up right, because like obviously this isn't a wig, this is my real hair, so I'd have to put on a brown wig that looks like Silent Bob hair.
Yeah.
And then in the other room, I was Silent Bob. So like we could never be in the same place at the same time. And so many of our bits, like so many of the classic Jay and Silent Bob bits are us together. So people were really unhappy with me that night.
That sounds hard. It almost sounds like a 90s like sitcom plot. Like it honestly would almost be worse if like you were trying to like date a girl and then you were like trying to meet a girl there too.
Yeah. Well, Robert Herjavec kept trying to set me up with his wife because he's like a big cuck, you know? And that was like, I couldn't do it. Cause I'm like, he's like, my wife only wants to fuck both of you. And I'm like, okay, well, let me tag out and get just Silent Bob in here. And he's like, no, can you both be in the same room at the same time? And I had to tell her like, hey, listen, I'm in a tough spot. Kevin James is a huge asshole. And so I'm really sorry, but like, we can't both be here. And she's like, that's okay. All I need is you.
Great. Are these all Shark Tank hosts, by the way?
They have been. I have other stories, but so far those have been the relevant ones. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What's another story that's not a Shark Tank host?
Oh, good. Very broad question. My favorite.
The Tom Cruise one was a non-Shark Tank.
Tom Cruise, of course.
That's true. Yeah.
He is a producer for that show, though, right? A silent producer for that show.
Yeah, he's the money behind it. Yeah. Unfortunately, Mark Cuban's money wasn't enough, so he had to get Tom Cruise's money in there.
Listen, I feel like I've really steamrolled the show here, and I'm coming in here just asking all the questions, and we're noticing Gordon's kind of he's pouting a little bit. Oh, the Red Eye Leader. Hi there, bud. Good to see you. Gordon, GJL, what's going on, bud?
And not answering questions from dirty old bitches. So if someone else ask me a question.
Well, I see the Red Eye Leader commenting.
Yeah,
he was asking about the news.
I'm sorry, I do that to you sometimes. I'll be quiet.
No. He's asking about the news. What up with that title? And
that was the title that Steve had just set up for the episode. He thought it was a nice little funny play on. And I follow what Steve has set up for me for the itinerary of like what every episode's gonna be like up until Valentine's Day. So, you know, I don't know when he could come back. He could come back in the middle of the show, or he could come back in Valentine's Day. He might send me another email like around Valentine's Day to tell me, oh, here's the next.
We got it. Yeah, he might show up at any time.
Yeah. And I want to thank you for answering that, because if you didn't, I was going to lie. I was going to blatantly lie to the audience, and no one would have been any wiser.
Huh? What was it going to be? What was your lie going to be?
Well, I was going to say something like one of us is going to get nude at the end of the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Which could still very well happen. Or I was going to say it's an homage to the color on my jacket. It's a nude color.
That is nude.
You know?
I mean, technically, seeing me without my trench coat, it's kind of like seeing me nude.
Yeah, nude me. I imagine that's when you figured out you need to do something other than, you know, just Shark Tank-related gigs.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Gordon is notoriously doesn't wear pants.
Gordon, do you wear pants?
I wear so many pants.
No, hey, you wear capris. That's, you don't wear short. You don't wear pants. You wear capris.
Okay. So I have 14 pairs of capris, but that's all I wear. Okay, I wear two pants at a time. Okay.
Hey man, if you're making this up to be relatable again, like, you don't have to do that, man.
You know what?
Yeah, we all have 14 pairs of capris.
We're ending this episode. We're ending this episode because fuck all of you guys. I need to blow off steam. I need to blow off steam.
Who's steam?
I thought you were going to be funny this year, man.
That was a serious question.
Oh.
I'm going to... Do all your fucking promotional shit so that we can wrap up, because GJL needs an horchata, and he needs to blow off some steam so that we... And the Red Eye Leader says the same fucking shit. You guys are old, dirty bitches. Mm-hmm. All of you. And I would quit. But this show needs Gordon Joseph Levitt, especially next week for Steve's birthday celebration to orchestrate, because he sent me an additional email that says exactly what we're going to be doing for his birthday.
I mean, yeah, you could probably forward it to, I mean, Adam wants emails.
But yeah, please.
I'm not going to forward him shit unless it's a forward kick in the face.
Or a forward Tundra. I'd love a forward Tundra.
Oh, look at my, just because I have a beast dad bod, I'm going to make a dad joke. You get it, Adam. You're a fat fatty and you're a whore. And a dirty old bitch.
Whoa. Damn.
And guess what? The Red Eye Leader, he agrees with me that Adam, you got
to have sagged your tits.
Out of context. Quoting
than freaking fat bastard from Austin Powers, you know, calling it back to when we were talking about Goldmember.
Smoking a waffle?
Yes, and the bong and the blints.
Cigar but and a
guess pocket? What? Adam could eat a fat dick.
I love gold.
And guess really what? Good. Guess what? To my sentiment, the Red Eye Leader also agrees to that.
Yeah, he agrees. He loves gold.
Well,
do your publicity stuff. Do
you're all.
Do all of your publicity. So we can end the show, this episode.
Do more of that, please. Please do more of that.
I mean, listen, someone who's controlling this stream, just go follow the Red Eye Leader on Twitch. He's a big fan of the show. I don't know who he's referring to. If it's me, then it's fine. But yeah, go follow the Red Eye Leader on Twitch. That's all you need to do.
Also follow Edward J. Rosales on Instagram and Twitter.
Nah, that guy's a bum. That guy's a bum, and you know he doesn't believe in New Year's resolutions. And you know you shouldn't follow someone like that. He's a dangerous individual.
He's dangerous.
Yeah, he's a very dangerous individual.
He's the next PewDiePie.
No. Don't put that evil on him.
Yeah, that's cool, man. Nobody wants to be PewDiePie. I refuse to do that impression. Damn.
What about you, Joel? You got anything to plug?
Yeah. You know, like you can catch me doing Jay and Silent Bob coming up this weekend. We're going to be at a party for sometime guest host of Shark Tank, Ashton Kutcher. He and Mila. What?
Spoilers. I didn't know Ashton was going to be hosting.
Oh, Shark Tank. He's on the list of people who host that show. So, but also he hired me to come to Jay and Silent Bob. I'm pretty sure that my Silent Bob is going to be Krusty the Clown. Pretty sure. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure. Anyway, that's going to be this weekend. So check that out. Also, you can follow this dude on Instagram that I think is funny. He does like a ton of different shows, including the Lester Pipps show, Apocalypse Tips with Lester Pipps, which is on Thursdays at 6. And he's as a partier on Instagram. I'm currently life swapping with him. So, yeah.
Yeah. He's also got a show on Fridays, right?
Oh, yeah, dude, he does. Yeah, Fake News Fridays at 7 p.m. on Fridays. Yeah. That's like a cool like news parody show, man. He does that one. And then he does a couple shows on Saturday, the Anti-Influencer Hour at 7, and Fever Sketch Comedy at 9. Man, dude's busy, dude.
So busy. So busy.
Yeah. Hey, also, one more plug real quick. Stop going to Kevin James's movies, guys.
Oh, my gosh. Agreed.
Kevin Smith? Or Kevin James's movies.
James, Kevin Smith, man, I love Kevin Smith. Like he made my life. I wish he would stop trying to sue me. But he made my life. I think Kevin James, he threw me under the bus with Mark Cuban, man.
Yeah. And also, for everyone out there, don't put it in your mouth.
Don't put it in your mouth.
Don't put it in your mouth. Well, you can follow me at Adam R. Mac. Like I said, I'm being completely serious these days, so you know, there's probably no point of it. But yeah, I have videos coming out. I'm working on new music all the time, new stuff on Instagram, TikTok, all that good stuff. Feel free to follow me. And also, I do fake news sometimes at 7 p.m. on Fridays.
Yeah, and someday that show will have its own handle and stuff.
Very soon. Very soon. Possibly this week. So go ahead at fake news on Instagram. Why? Because it'll probably be that by tomorrow. So go ahead and follow fake news on Instagram and Twitter.
Gordon, anything you want to add, dude?
Mm-hmm. Be here for Steve's huge birthday celebration next week. It's going to be huge. This is his Instagram handle. He doesn't really post stuff on there right now. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Like, last time I checked, he was trying to grow out a mullet. So, I don't think he's going to be posting photos until the mullet's grown.
He's mid-mullet metamorphosis.
Yes. Exactly. But also, shut up, bitch. Other than that...
Hey, Gordon.
What?
In all seriousness, I'm going to join your OnlyFriends account.
No, you're not.
Yeah, because I want to be your friend.
Join me. The perks are great, man.
Yeah.
You're not going to add... No, you're not. We're mortal enemies.
The only thing is I don't have the things that you hold dear in which you order payment, which is a little... bags of cat turds. I don't really have any of that to give you.
I don't like. Oh, you son of a bitch. I don't accept cat turds. It's only Visa or MasterCard.
How do you get cat turds with that then?
My blood is boiling.
You were going to say balls. You were going to say your balls were boiling. That's.
Well, my balls are in me. Like, they've retracted in me because I'm so mad that my whole body is tense. My pee-pee did one of those dog things where it went in me. And I'm mad now.
Oh, so now we know that Gordon Joseph Levitt isn't circumcised. Very cool.
I am a cut boy for sure.
You're a cut? Don't call it cut boy.
I've read Game of Thrones, and that means something else.
Okay, then I'm not a eunuch. I have one, and it's, you know, it's not big, but it's not there. Okay, it's there. It's there. It's there. And I'm so mad right now. This has been Finger Guns Comedy. Thank you for coming. We'll see you next week for Steve's very big birthday celebration. Thank you, everyone. And then those stupid little thing, pew pew. Okay, bye.
Pew, 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 pew.
No, you don't say it. You don't say it. I'm